Hello.
And this is Ms. Blair.
Yes.
Hey, Ms. Blair, this is Nikita. I was doing your unemployment claim, and I don't know what happened. I don't know the phone had hung up or what.
I don't know. I was kind of wondering myself. I'm like, what happened? I guess she'll call me back.
Yes, ma'am, I had to call you back, ma'am.
That's all right.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so just give me your social security number, and we'll get right back to what we're doing.
254. 350673.
Thank you so much, man. I laughed to say, I said, Miss Blair, I'm like, Miss Blair, where you at? The
No,
call
I was saying the same thing. I was saying, if you can hear me, just call me back. I couldn't hear anything.
Yes, ma'am. We're gonna get
But
right back to yeah,
it
yes,
still showed
ma'am.
we were on the phone.
Yes, ma'am. I just called you back, so it'd be
Thank you.
okay. No problem. Okay, I got some security questions I need to ask you. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Stone Mountain,
No.
Jonesboro, Marietta, Augusta, or none of the above?
I have lived in Marietta.
Okay. Question number two. What kind of FL license plate has been on your 2001 Jeep Cherokee? Environmental, handicap, official representative, or authenticated? Yeah.
Handicap.
Handicap, okay. According to your driver license, approximately how tall are you? 4'11", 5'3", 5'6", 6'0". My height is not reported as any of these
Five
values.
six,
5'6".
five
Oh,
six.
okay. Okay, and you did tell me your last day of work was the 24th of January. We just getting
Yes.
right back to where we were, where we left off at.
Okay.
That's all.
And I was only on the clock for about an hour before they, maybe 2 hours before they sent me home.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry to hear that.
That's okay.
And your job, it was
I'm
Wiggins
getting
McGoo.
better. Woohoo.
Yes, ma'am. It was Wiggins McGoo, right?
Say that again. Oh,
Wiggins.
yes.
Okay.
WM.
Okay. And do you have the telephone number, ma'am?
Oh, yes. Hold on. I'm going to put you on the phone, and we'll get that phone number for you.
Okay, just take your time. No problem.
Okay. It'll let me get there. It's not gonna let me do it. Let me see if I can pull it up on my iPad. I've been having a little trouble with my internet service, so let's see what we can do. I do not know it off the top of
Where we're located in, ma'am? The job.
my head. It was in Wedowee, Alabama.
Let's see if I can put it up.
Okay. Should be just listed as WM Grocery. I don't know if it'll spell it out. It might look it up that way. I'm not sure. Okay. Crazy iPad.
Okay, I got it. What's this on 6456 Avenue Northwest? Yeah, okay. I see WM Grocery. Okay, that's it. Okay, I
Yes.
got the number.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
No problem, ma'am. I had to get back to you. I had to get a call and everything. I said, as soon as I get through the call, I'm going to call her right
Thank you for doing it.
No problem, ma'am. And what's your first day of working?
When was my first day working there?
Yes, ma'am.
I think it was November 19th.
2021.
Yes.
Okay. And you did tell me your last day was January 24th.
Yes.
And it was in with Dowie.
Correct.
I spelled it wrong.
And then before that, I worked for Publix Supermarket for about 13 years.
About 13 years.
Yes, ma'am. There was a two year lull in the middle there because I had like in between my time at Publix because I had to have my knees replaced.
Okay. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay at the time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
And have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And what was the reason that you're no longer working there, ma'am?
They fired me yesterday. I was out sick, and I had doctor's excuses. I was going to a physician. I'm still waiting on another blood test to come back. But didn't know why I was sick, and I just
so it was like abstinence.
I think it's post COVID related.
Okay.
Actually.
Well, they asked you this, make sure you tell them that, okay? And who's
yes.
the person that discharged you, ma'am?
That discharged me?
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Angie Lovelace. Oh, the one who discharged me from my job?
Mm-hmm.
Brandy May. She's the store manager.
Okay, and when the day of the discharge? Was it the 24th of January?
No, it was yesterday.
It was yesterday?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and that was
so
the 31st.
31st of January.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the final incident that caused your discharge?
She said excessive absences, but I had doctor's excuses for everything. There's that sheet in front of me. Discharge paper.
You had doctor, what'd you say? You had doctor excuses?
Yes.
Okay. And did you commit
and
the
she actually... She actually mentioned, referenced the employee handbook, and I've never received an employee handbook.
Oh.
It's like
go ahead.
They only have 4 stores, and it's like mom and pop owned kind of little grocery stores.
Okay. Did you commit the act your employee told say?
Did I what?
Did you commit the act?
Commit what act?
The act that your employee had said. That's the reason why you were discharged.
Oh, it did that, but I looked back yesterday and I contacted them at least, we've had contact one way or another at least 25 times in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So it's not like I didn't.
Try to get communicate with her.
Correct.
Yes, ma'am.
And I had doctor's notes. And the last doctor note, I was actually talking to her on the phone when I got home to Brandy
okay.
May.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I was talking to her on the phone, and I said, I'm going to take a picture of this doctor's excuse, and I'm going to send it to you. And as you recently experienced, my phone service isn't great here. Our internet is horrible. It's just a small town, and the internet just isn't good, and I showed her where I sent it to her, and right below my doctor's excuse, I showed her on my phone where I sent it, and way down below in tiny letters it says failed, and I did not see it. I did not see where it failed. So, you know, not completely her fault, and also she spoke with me that day, and she knew I had been going to the doctor. And the other thing is, she said something to me yesterday that rubbed me the wrong way, is she said, let me think how she worded it. She says, oh, God, I wish I could remember that word she used, but she was basically saying, you're not capable, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
And that's not. I don't think that's right.
Yes,
I mean,
ma'am.
You can put me somewhere else, but, I mean, if I'm not around knives and hot oil and ovens and things, put me cashiering.
Yes,
put
ma'am.
Put me in stocking groceries. Do something. Find me something to do.
Yes, ma'am.
But don't tell me that I'm incapable of doing something.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think that's right.
It's not. It's going to be okay, though, Ms. Blair. And in the
thank
prior,
you.
You're welcome. In the prior, warning for the same or similar act?
No.
Okay. And what did you do to try to resolve the prior before your discharge?
Well, I was going to the doctor so I could get well. You know, I would just randomly start throwing up. I mean, I don't know. It's obviously internal. I don't know if it's stomach or what, but I've had CAT scans and EKGs and all kinds of stuff that trying to figure out what's wrong with me. I've lost 15 pounds in 2 weeks. It's not the kind of diet I like being on. But, you know, I'm just trying to get well so I can get back and get 150% like I always have. You know,
yes, ma'am.
I've been working since I was 13 years old, and now I'm 57. And I've never missed this much work. And I did miss 2 weeks of work. And, I mean, if I was on the phone with somebody just to give you an example, if I was on the phone with someone who's clearly been out of work sick and I didn't get the doctor note, I would call the person back and say, hey, I didn't receive that note.
Yes,
you know,
ma'am.
Instead,
that's right.
You know, I got set up a little bit, I think. But
it's going to get better, though, Miss Blair. Don't even let
them
worry you, though. Just can't let them worry. They have some folks here and they worry. Just can't let nobody get you down like that. That's
yes,
all
ma'am.
It is. Yes, ma'am. And do you let to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for the federal income tax?
Will I do what?
Do you let to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. And do you have pen and paper ready?
Yes.
Okay. And your temporary PIN number is going to be 7364.
Okay.
And remember, I'm going to be the last 2 digits of your social security number and the last 2 digits of your birth year.
Oh, cool. That's
yes, ma'am. And Ms. Blair, if you get ready to close up, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The employment claim we just finished also register you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for a duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at, you ready?
Ready.
AlabamaWorks.alabama.gov, and the word Alabama is spelled all the way.
Okay, AlabamaWorks.
Alabama.gov.
Okay.
And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in the loss of benefits. If you choose
okay,
to file...
How many applications?
When you do your application for Alabama Career Center System, you go online and put in applications for it with them. Just got to make sure you set up your resume and everything. They'll give people an opportunity to look at your resume and say, oh, okay, she did this for this long, and, you know, you get your job. But remember, you're going to stay active for 90 days, okay?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And claim your benefit for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in the loss of benefits. If you choose to file B with the internet, the website address is www.labor.alabama.gov, and the word Alabama is spelled all the way.
Okay, that's where I found your number to start with. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. If you file B with the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389.
Okay, call them each week?
Yes, ma'am. And your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week, which will be calling this Sunday. Okay, Ms. Blair?
Okay, call this Sunday, starting this Sunday, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, will I get all this information in the mail as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, awesome.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Fail to follow the instruction list could result in the loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524.
That's 800, right?
Yes, ma'am. 1-800.
If I don't receive.
If you don't receive your booklet or you have any questions, you just call that number right there. 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha.
And your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. You may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a discussion on your claim is made. Okay, Ms. Blair?
Sure.
And Ms. Blair, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, what's the amount? Do you know?
No, ma'am, I really don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'll find out when it gets here?
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to do some sort of budget.
I understand, Ms. Blair.
Like, how much can I not pay now?
Exactly. Anything else, Ms. Blair?
That's it.
Okay,
thank you for your time, Nikita.
No problem, Ms. Blair. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Conversation Call Center. You have a wonderful day, Ms. Blair.
You too. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right.